Did you notice what happened with Nvidia? The market didn't just fall, it got blindsided. It was the US government who suddenly turned against one of its best performing companies, Nvidia. Nvidia did not even break any rules. In fact, they followed every regulation. They made special chips, got all approvals, planned the supply chain, and just when the shipment started moving, boom, Washington changed the rules mid-game. And now Nvidia's CEO just flew to China trying to save what's left of the business there. This isn't just about one company. This is about how the entire system investors trust just crumbled. Let me tell you what just happened and how I'm personally navigating this mess. Okay, so first, what is Nvidia? Well, if you have heard of ChatGPT, you have seen AI in action. And Nvidia makes the powerful chips, the brains, that helps AI tools actually work. In the past few years, AI exploded, and so did the demand for Nvidia's chips. The company became huge. At one point, it was even bigger than Apple. Their chips are everywhere, especially in generative AI, which is the tech that creates things from text, like writing, images, even video. And that's exactly why the US government has kept a close eye on them, especially when it comes to selling those chips to China. Now, Nvidia didn't cheat the system, they played by it. They designed chips that matched US export restrictions, got clearance, customers placed orders, production was in full swing, even revenue was already expected in the next earnings report. And then out of nowhere, the rules changed. No warning, no grace period, no explanation. Just banned. That's not regulation, that's sabotage. And the damage? Nvidia could lose $5.5 billion just like that in Q1. Now imagine a shopkeeper getting a big Diwali order, making all the sweets, and the police shutting down his store the night before delivery. That's exactly what has happened here. So what did Nvidia do? Well, their CEO, Jensing Huang, flew straight to Beijing. He met Chinese officials, made some polite statements about cooperation, and even sat down with the founder of DeepSeek. Why? Because China is still a big market. Last year, it made up to 13% of Nvidia's total sales. Not as much as the US, but still a lot. Jensing Huang basically went there to say, "We still want to work with you." But let's be honest, this is called damage control. Nvidia is trying to keep the door open. Now, let me tell you why the US government suddenly banned Nvidia shipment to China. As we all know, Nvidia's chips, even the less powerful H2O, are helping companies like DeepSeek create AI that rivals ChatGPT. Now, this is what spooked the US government. If China can do that with the low-end chips, then what's next? So now the US isn't just banning high-end chips, they are shutting the door even on the downgraded ones. And there is no timeline for when this might end. It's indefinite. Now, this clearly signals that the US government is planning to pull advanced tech supply chains away from China and bring chip making back to American soil. Nvidia, meanwhile, has announced plans to build up AI infrastructure worth $500 billion in the US. TSMC, the company that actually manufactures Nvidia's chips, is also putting $100 billion into new factories in Arizona. It's clear now we are seeing a global tech split, one system led by the US and the other by China. And companies like Nvidia, they are stuck right in the middle. So here's the big question. If a company like Nvidia, following all the rules, can still lose billions overnight, what does that say about stability in the tech world? It is not just about chips, it is about trust, geopolitics, national security, and more importantly, a fast-changing game where the rules can flip any moment. Because if Nvidia, one of America's most valuable tech companies, can be crushed mid-play, then nothing is safe anymore. Let me give it to you straight. We have reached a point where guidance doesn't matter anymore. CEOs don't know what to forecast. Analysts are guessing, and governments are moving target with zero consistency. Now, what does that create? Chaos, disguised as structure. When Nvidia lost billions overnight, every CEO in Silicon Valley asked the same thing. Could this happen to us? And the answer is yes. That is why you are seeing more and more companies going quiet, pulling back on guidance, and saying vague things like, "We are watching the situation." Not because their business is weak, but because the environment is too unstable. Look at the big tech players. Apple just airlifted 600 tons of iPhones from India. Not as a strategy, but a panic move to dodge tariffs. Amazon sellers rely heavily on Chinese factories. These new tariffs, they don't just pinch margins, they destroy entire sellers. Now Meta's big AI dream, they need open access to global data. One wrong policy and everything slows down. Google and Microsoft, kings of cloud and software. But if Washington or Brussels rewrites rules on AI or privacy, that crown starts slipping. These companies are powerful, yes, but the foundation they are standing on are fragile. So if you are an investor, then this isn't the time for lazy investing. Now, blindly buying technology stocks during dips is like walking into traffic with headphones on. The game has changed. This is no longer set it and forget it. This is stay sharp or stay out. Because when rules can be rewritten overnight, your five-year plan means nothing. You're not investing anymore. You're gambling on a system that might not have your back. Nvidia's chips are not just used in chatbots or video games. They are also used in military surveillance systems, autonomous drones, cybersecurity and cyber warfare, data analysis for battlefield strategy. So whoever controls the most advanced AI chips controls the future of war. If you look at Nvidia's H20 chip, it was technically designed to bypass earlier restrictions for exporting high-end chips like H100. But then came DeepSeek, a Chinese AI company that showed us they could still build powerful ChatGPT-like models, even with the down-tier chips. And that is what has raised a red flag in Washington. If Chinese companies can do that with legal chips, then what is going to stop the military from using those same chips? Now, also try to look at it this way. There is also this long-term worry in US intelligence circles. What looks like a harmless AI chatbot today could be the backbone of military-grade AI systems tomorrow. The US government does not want to risk exporting tech that could even indirectly help China build military robots, enhance missile targeting, or create deepfake propaganda at massive scale. In China, the government has a strategy called military-civil fusion, where technology from private companies must be shared with the military if requested. So even if Nvidia's chips go to private companies like Tencent, Alibaba, or ByteDance, there is always a chance that same technology could end up in military hands. That is why the US government is not taking any chances. So in simple terms, Nvidia's AI chips is equal to brain power. And brain power, when used right, can win wars. The US government wants to slow down China's access to the brain power before it turns into something they can't control. Now what's happening with Nvidia shows us something bigger, that investing isn't always just about numbers or profits. Sometimes it's deeply tied to national security. And when politics, technology, and global power struggles get involved, it becomes way easier to misjudge things. That's when we start making bigger, riskier mistakes, especially if we are not seeing the full picture. I hope you found this video informative. I'll see you in the next one.